Grand final week, a little bit different this year, but still just as special. And we've got a very special show ahead because we have our first guest for last year. Remember last year we had a few guests coming throughout the
Lloydy
year.
Rotating guests.
We had rotating guests. We got a bit slack on the guests. That's mainly because of COVID, but we have got none other than Dane Swan joining us. He's got his own podcast, but we're borrowing him just for a few minutes later today.
Brownlow medalist.
Yeah,
he tweeted the Brownlow.
Known as he has funny. For 5 years.
Rave reviews again. Good just, to see you got dressed up today, Matt. You couldn't iron that T-shirt?
No, I couldn't.
It's a very.
It's all right, isn't it?
Oh, it's a mate, shirt I would wear.
Mate, when you've got two young kids at home, you don't dine.
Oh, don't blame them. Yeah, that's, mate, I'm sick.
You don't dine anything.
As soon as you have kids, as soon as people have kids, they blame.
Congratulations.
You can blame anything
you'd be doing
on
so
kids.
Much at home too, wouldn't you?
I do plenty, mate. Don't you worry
what
about
do
that.
You do?
I do the vacuuming, I empty the dishwasher.
Hey, before we get into the show, big thank you to TaylorMade, who are very happy that this show is continuing to a summer edition.
Yeah.
Still eyeing out exactly what that show is going to look like. We've got a week off next week, but then we are back.
We're definitely back,
and we're wearing Hawaiian shirts throughout. We're going to dress this set a little bit more beachy, a bit more summer. But I did speak to TaylorMade during the week. In fact, I put you guys on the email because I find if I put your names on the emails, people get back to me a little bit quicker because at the moment when they just say it's me, they don't seem to reply. We are getting fitted, but TaylorMade have been so popular this year that they're out of clubs.
But they've been out of clubs all year.
Well, they just must keep
starting
selling
to think it. It's
no.
I'm starting Richo to think they're
Richo
stitching
saw
you
the reply. We are Aaron is sorting us out, and he did offer some golf balls and some putters and whatnot that we'll start giving out once the summer edition show starts.
I just cut in. He always puts a little bit of extra mayonnaise on things, Hump. There were no putters mentioned.
It was golf balls and hats,
nah, mate. No putters.
Earlier in another email. But no, so we'll start giving them out. We'll work out a competition how to give them out. But the Brownlow medal was a little bit different this year. We had it on a Sunday night and it was held all over the country because, you know, there are challenges faced. How do we think it went?
Oh, it was good.
They did a good job.
As good as could be expected.
Situation. I don't know why they had to wear masks.
The Melbourne boys didn't look like they were having much fun. They were essentially chained to their... They were just in the studio there, which you would know that studio.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, that's the studio in South Melbourne and you have to wear masks in there, Nate, and because COVID, you know, in Melbourne there's been an outbreak. But how weird did it look when they crossed to each of the rooms and then you got to Melbourne, you sort of went, ooh, didn't you? Like, just look creepy.
They didn't even, it's not, they made them dress up and sit at tables, but then there was no food or beer or anything on there, just bottles of water.
No, they had beer there.
Did they?
They definitely had beers, yeah.
Yeah, they could have. I think they could have dressed that part up a little bit more. Just not some guys looking. And they had
thought.
What'd you make it?
They looked like Clarice.
Suit. He looked like the Great Gatsby.
I didn't mind it. What was? Did you like it?
It was okay. It wasn't Brownlow. Brownlow's meant to be black tie.
But it's not really. It's not a traditional Brownlow.
Our man Swanee didn't like it and potted him straight away on the sports Twitter, which is one of the biggest tweets of the night. Brownie, I think it'd be remiss of us not to mention that you had a little podcast that has been on our channel. So anyone that listens to Richo, Brownie and Hummer has been listening to on the Brownlow. How did they fare, the tips given out on that show?
Tips didn't go that well, Hum.
So where did you go wrong?
Oh, we haven't got all day.
Oh, we'll just give us your biggest mistake. Well, you got Lachie Neale, right?
We tipped the top four. Actually, right. Matt. It was just the things around it. So the most vote getters, I think we went hard into Menegola, who got 5 votes. Dangerfield got 15. So that was a big miss.
So Menegola's one of them ones that's had his first really big year. And I reckon they don't notice you in your first year. You watch early next year, Menegola will get votes.
We're pretty hard on Paddy Cripps to round one to get the 3 votes against the Tigers. That didn't come up either. So, look, Dave Newell and Cam and myself, we've got some work to do. We'll go back to the...
Actually, he was certain Cripps was getting 3 round one, wasn't he?
Oh, very soon. I think we just might be having a bit of a refresh of talent ahead of next year's on the Brownlow.
Oh,
hey,
silly.
Cameron. No, it's not. Cameron to the Cats. Okay. I'm
not a surprise.
Not a surprise, but I want your thoughts on how free agency's working.
No, it's not. This is not about free agency. People talk about free agency as being it's meant to be about equalisation. It's got nothing to do with equalisation. Salary cap's about equalisation. The draft's equalisation and the footy cap. Free agency is about player movement. Now, if you're leaving a club, you're not going to go to the bottom club, are you?
No, well, that's... But I think the idea...
So what did they expect free agency to be?
Well, they thought that cash was going to be king. And they thought that pretty much... You
but
know,
you've got salary caps and that's what the equalisation's about. So I don't know why every time someone leaves a club and chooses a club that's winning, why everyone's in uproar.
Everyone wants a premiership.
What else did you expect?
I understand people are going to win a premiership, but we are just building. We can't have the reason why the AFL forever has been so equal, and you've had so many sides,
and it still is
no
equal
competition. But it's not. It's going to continue this way.
Like there's one player that
picking Geelong. How are they going to have? How can Geelong possibly
Geelong will go over
possibly have? Well,
eventually
but they won't happen. Though because they're still
it's happened
they
can, with every
they're a
great team.
Club.
There's only
they want to go there, not just because of their success. They
of
want
course.
To be down in Geelong. They it's a bit more of a relaxed life.
But you got it. Well, that's up to the other clubs to get their culture and their club right, so the players want to go. There's only one player that's left a club in free agency, big name, that's won a premiership so far. And that's Tom Lynch. So it doesn't happen all the time. I think there's a bit of carry
I'm
on over.
I'm surprised Geelong haven't tried to get him out there this Saturday to play the game.
That's stupid, no.
That come on, friend.
What a ridiculous
thing. Do you not think that there's just something wrong that the fact that Geelong, that could be the 2020 premiers, are about to get Jeremy Cameron,
no.
who was once or is at times been touted the best forward in the game, and they're going to get Sean Higgins, who's what, 4-3-time All-Australian?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, and that's up to other clubs to make their clubs as desirable as Geelong.
You're talking like a Richmond fan.
Who no, I'm not.
At the top end of town. What about the lower clubs?
We can't have any more measures in place to make the comp equal. There's a draft, there's salary caps, there's footy caps. If your club is still not successful, that's your own management fault and culture fault.
Where do you
fault.
Want him to go? Hawthorne. Go to the Kangaroos or something.
No, I don't want to go to the Kangaroos.
Did it. Hawthorne won flags, and they brought in Brian Lake. They brought in McAvoy. Then they
we also
in
lost. We lost.
James
we lost the greatest player of the modern era in Lance Franklin. We got a horrendous.
Yeah, but out the door goes Gary Ablett, probably Harry Taylor as well. So that frees up money.
Mm.
And it's not like he's leaving a poor club to go to a good club. He's played finals the last 5 years,
you
Jeremy.
Right, well, you haven't thought
okay,
this
will Geelong be the shortest favourite for a
no.
grand final next year?
No, Richard will be the favourite.
Depends who wins Saturday.
Okay, say Geelong win Saturday. They get Cameron. They get
Higgins.
You don't think they'll be favourite for the
they'll
flag?
They'll probably start.
No, but they lose. They're losing Ablett. So there's Higgins. That cancels that out. Harry Taylor's going to retire.
They lost Tim Kelly last year.
I'm not happy with it. Crouch to the Saints. The Saints now may be a destination club on the rise.
Well, there you go. There's an example of what we're talking about. The Saints have turned around, you know,
yep.
their footy club, and all of a sudden people want to go there. So that's what other clubs have to do.
How do you think it will...
They need a midfielder,
they don't,
mate, don't they?
They do. They need a couple more midfielders. And I think they're going to be a pretty good side, the Saints.
Brownie, you were mentioning outside that you had some moving to do.
Yeah, my wife moved her business. We're in Williamstown, so we got Sadler's
things going all right.
Sadler's Logistics.
So
and they were
handles.
They were brilliant.
One of the only businesses to go better through COVID. Oh.
But these four massive Kiwi blokes rocked up, and they were talking about the All Blacks and how good the All Blacks were going, and they're up and down the stairs. They are working at unbelievable pace.
Did you tell them the Wallabies nearly beat the All Blacks the other day?
I didn't know anything about it,
didn't
you? But I thought, you know, I need to do something here. You know, they're going at a record pace. So I offered, I said, boys, you need me to do anything? And they all laughed.
Yeah, of course.
They laughed at me. He said, don't worry about it, little fella.
Did they reckon know who they were?
Yes.
Yeah. Did they reckon you just look like a soft little fella?
Oh, can you imagine Brownie?
When he asked, he goes, oh, I've got to tell you, played football. And I said, yeah. He goes, geez, you're a bit small.
Give us a feel of your pants there. Just
why?
Come on.
What the?
I just want to see if you've ever done a day's work in your life.
No,
just
about
get your palm out.
Oh yeah.
Like a baby's bum. Never done anything.
We made sure that we've all sanitised before coming to the studio. Hey, Richo, what's doing your head in this week?
And it's doing my f***ing head in.
People like to be outraged in 2020, don't they? About anything.
Yep.
All day and every day. So you've got to be outraged about something. You know, people are really on edge the whole year. Now, the outrage over Ash Barty presenting the cup, seriously. What a load of nonsense. I mean, this is the world number one tennis player. She's actually the ambassador for Richmond's AFLW team. She's been a paid-up member her whole life, and she lives in Queensland. And she's been asked to present the Cup if Richmond win on Saturday. And I think she's a great choice. So now everyone's outraged about that because they think it's reserved for former players or former coaches of that club. So I went back and had a look at who's presented Richmond's Cups over the year, the 12 premierships. Only one ex-player's ever presented the Cup. So it's never been...
Who was that?
That was me. But it's never been... it's never been reserved for ex-players. So it Why is everyone so outraged about this? I just don't get it. She's our number one female tennis player in the world.
She's a national treasure, for Christ's sakes.
We should be pumping her up. And you know, all people have done is strip her down yesterday, and I think it's a disgrace. So that's what's doing my head in.
Do you reckon that'll flatten her?
Would you be flat if everyone started potting you on social media because you got asked to do something?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I reckon she's a great choice, and hopefully she's presenting Richmond the Cup on Saturday.
The lifestyle section, which has been just a tremendous success in season 2020. And speaking of getting potted on social media, I like to kick off this segment each week with a few of our reviews. Of course, we get lots of reviews coming in through
the
week.
Do we get many or not?
We do. We've had 136 this year.
Really?
And that's just on the podcast. I don't even know how to read the Spotify ones.
Doesn't sound like a lot.
It's not a lot.
No, but this is just on the podcast.
You should get that many show, probably.
First one, this came from Action Hudson. Good show, but hummus stinks.
That's fair enough.
Enjoy the chat, but hummus stinks big time. Extraordinary, desperate to become social media famous. His outlandish opinions are dead set ridiculous.
It's a bit harsh.
But he still gave us 5 stars, so I'll take that. The boys are back. Love the pod boys. Richo, you're a king. Love your passion and your honesty. Also, my missus wants to know where you got your lips done.
You do have big lips.
Brownie, you always make me laugh, and your betting tips
are
grouse.
Lips?
He did have big lips. What's do they look out of place or not?
On your head,
so.
They do.
I don't think they do at all.
A lot of compliments about him.
So that was all. That was a very nut. That came from Pezdog 2020, and then we had one from Truey. 2.5 Men. Sensational show. Reminds me of my favourite TV show, 2.5 Men. Has Richo got large lips and Brownie really small lips? Hashtag chicken lips.
He has, yes. Actually. That's why you're jealous.
I only gave you 5 stars, so you'd send me some merch. There you go. Thank you very much for those reviews. Keep them coming in.
Actually, one of my wife's friends said the other day she'd heard that you'd been potting my lips every show, and she said that I should be proud of them. A lot of women would pay good money to have lips like mine.
They would.
They do.
Often. What is Botox? Is it Botox?
Is it collagen you pump into them?
I think it's Botox.
Is it?
Yeah. And, hey.
What do you mean?
You put Botox in your lips, don't you?
No, you don't.
It's to take away.
Collagen you put in your lips.
Ah. I'm just hearing collagen in the ear from the producers. Hey, one of the good things, there's a few good things with the numbers dwindling down in...
Golf's back.
In Melbourne. Touch wood, it stays that way. Golf is back.
You had a hit.
I round on Monday, and it was just for any... we've got a lot of golfing fans out there listening. It was everything that I'd ever hoped for. I went out there...
Who'd you play with?
You can only go in twos. Went play with Paddy.
How'd you hit him?
Not well. But golf, you're never going to hit it well first up from a spell. But it was just two blokes just walking around out there.
Liberating.
Just having fun. It was a nice day, a couple of beers in the golf bag. It was just heaven. I've never been happier. But I just wanted to bring up.
Where'd you play, by the way?
Played at Waterford Valley out in.
That's a good.
Ferntree Gully, Roeville, Knoxway.
Yeah. And it's a public course.
Public course, and it's in the best nick that I've played a course in.
There's always a few snakes on that course.
There is, yeah. Red belly black snakes. Yeah. I'm not scared of snakes, though.
What do you mean?
I'm not scared
Everyone's
of snakes.
Everyone's scared of snakes.
I'm not scared of snakes. I'm petrified of spiders.
I reckon if a snake coming in now, you'd be a bit jumpy.
But I wanted to, on the idea of golf, and this is something close to our heart, and it should be close to your heart because you're a Northcote local, unless you're one of these that are going against it. There's a petition going around on change.org. Because Northcote Golf Course, now, when golf is closed, and rightfully so, the Northcote residents who, let's be honest, they're a little bit...
I didn't even know there was a golf course in Northcote.
Yeah, you know what they're like out at Northcote?
Hey? I didn't know there was a golf course there.
Well, there's a golf course there. It's a great little 9-hole golf course, and it's affordable golf. Right. So it means everyone can play it. It's
one of the great locals over
here.
I seriously have never seen it. I don't know where it is. Where is it?
In Northcote.
Who do you like better?
Where in Northcote?
Northcote or Tassie?
Probably Northcote.
You lived at Elwood for 10 years. Do you really think you fit in over in Northcote now?
Well, I lived in Fitzroy for 10 years before that, Nate, when it was the main streets of Fitzroy.
Bohem, are you?
Hey, but anyway, so after all these Northcote residents who leaned one way, all used it for picnics and walking their dogs and whatever else people from Northcote do, they are now campaigning to have the golf course turned full-time into a reserve.
Well, that's what they've done to Elsternwick. Remember Elsternwick had a putt? They've turned that into a reserve.
And they're saying that golf is too exclusive and it can be used better for the community. Get stuffed. There's plenty of grounds around there for anyone to use.
It's a public, obviously.
It's a public,
yeah. You've got to keep that.
You've got to keep it. And they're saying that, you know, even at a very stretch, say, okay, maybe after 6 o'clock we can open up, people can walk it through. But get stuff, get your hands on golf. If you go to change.org and type in Northcote Golf Course and sign and make sure
I'll do that.
You don't lose any more
golf
course.
I want to ask you something, Now, we've had the whole 1-800 lasagna debate, right? But you said you didn't like lasagna. So last Friday night, I got the lads from 1-800.
Joey came
to
round.
To send you out. Joey came out and dropped off some las to you.
Was it one in the Range Rover? My lasagna dropped off in a Range Rover.
No, Joey's got the Baruna, little Holden Baruna. Now, tell us, mate, have we converted you? Do you like it?
I have. So you might... I know you
did a little review.
Yeah, I did on Instagram. I immediately apologise to anyone involved in lasagna because for so long I said it was not in my top five.
And people were staggered by that.
They were, and I could understand it because, I mean, I've played local footy for 30
years. You
had
the footy club sloppy lasagna.
That's right, and that's what I think is tarnished it. Yeah. Carol, I love her to death, but her lasagna sucks. She's been making it at the footy club for 15 years, and it comes out and it's mush. Like,
it's got to hold its shape.
I think the key to lasagna is it needs to be like a perfect tower.
Yeah.
But it makes no sense why I didn't like it. It's crispy, it's cheesy, it's got meat. This lasagna itself didn't have any of that much of that white stuff.
A bit of fennel in it.
It has got the best fennel sauce though, hasn't it? You've had it as well, Nate.
Yeah, it was good Thursday night.
It was magnificent.
And you reckon
best I've had.
You reckon you've found the secret ingredient to it?
I think it had fennel in it. I might be wrong, but it tasted like it had a little bit of fennel through it, which I thought elevated it.
So look at you. You said you can make the white sauce with leek.
Yep.
And you're adding fennel into the lasagna.
Yeah.
MasterChef. No, but so if you are looking for a lasagna, especially maybe even for the footy, because we all have to watch it from home, 1-800 lasagna. It will be the best lasagna you've had. And it gives you some chili sauce on it as well.
You can have a few people over for grand final day?
Nope.
You see they're putting drones up.
Drones up.
Seriously.
I know.
Come on.
The part of me just, I'm almost okay. I mean, we're so defeated. We've lost everything. I'm broken. So I don't really care if we take another thing off us. But I'm doing the right thing. I've actually put an order in with the Sporting Globe. I'm getting 60 buffalo wings coming. The Dale and I are going to sit there and drink ourselves into a stew. But hey.
60 of them. How many are you going to eat?
I'll do 48 buffalo wings. Oh. Buffalo wings are my thing. You know how everyone's got a strength in one food? Buffalo wings is that for me. Oh, I love them.
He's an extraordinary man, isn't he?
Hey. We had another nomination for the Nuffy Jar this week, Brownie.
Yeah, we did, huh? And it was our man here again.
You've had some offences this
social
year.
Social media, you just jump on the back of anything, don't you?
I do. I like it.
There are people on social media who only tweet
two or three times
he'll
a week.
Tweet about anything. Tom Brown's one, I think. Who's the other bloke?
Swanee doesn't mind a tweet.
Yeah, but every now and again Swanee tweets, and we'll talk about him and his tweeting.
But Swanee tweets his own stuff. He doesn't jump on the back of someone else's tweet, big at.
You want to be famous in, like, international spaces. Liam Gallagher sent out a tweet that he was at the Boozer, and you commented on it. Here you go.
He's not even at the Boozer.
A couple of pints at the Boozer, how good. Did you think that Liam was going to go, yeah, Richo,
yeah,
why don't you come down? You want to be my mate?
Mate, I looked at that. How happy does he look, by the way?
He looks pissed.
Mate, he's at the pub and he's drinking
pints,
right?
Why did you tweet, though?
Why?
Because I'm sitting on the couch.
Did you think that people in here in Australia would think, oh, maybe Richo knows Liam?
No, I didn't think I was sitting on the couch drinking a can of beer on my own again, and I looked at that tweet and I thought, look how happy he is down at the Boozer having a pint. And I just wanted to get involved with him. I just wanted to interact with him.
Let's be honest. How often do you use the term boozer?
Never. I thought he'd like it, though.
13 likes? How does that rank in your normal?
Nah, terrible. And fair to say, nothing back from Liam. Zero.
No tweets more. You or Rowan Connolly?
Oh, come on. Don't put me in that category.
That's where you're going.
Oh, right, okay. All right. The final Trumpet Award next. All right, gentlemen. I'm not going to reveal who the table as it is because I'm going to wait till we get these votes to come in, and I actually did forget.
Well, three votes for best on. Lachie Neal won the Brownlow, so I'm going to give him a vote. And his date, wife, she looked amazing. They both looked like a great couple. Lachie Neal won. 2 to Mitch Duncan. I thought he was the best player on the ground. And 3 to Dustin Martin. I'm going to give you a stat about Dustin Martin that I had a look at. In the 9 winning finals since 2017, Dustin Martin has been best on ground in 7 of them. That's 78% of the time he plays a final since 2017 he's been best on.
Let's hope he does that on Saturday, Nate.
Just stop. We need to say with this occasion, we are about to announce the winner of the Trumpet Award, and you've just raced into it like it's another week.
All right, okay, sorry.
So, Richo, once you announce, unless, I can say this, unless you've got Patrick Dangerfield in your votes, we will be able to crown a winner.
Okay, well, my best, I gave one vote to Lachie Neal. What a star. Gee, he was good and had to present his own Brownlow. Surely they could have got someone to present it to him. But just the way he spoke, he deserved it, didn't he, Lachie? 2 to Dusty, another finals performance, 21 touches and 2 goals. Just always kicks goals, doesn't he, in finals? And that's what the good players do. And I gave 3 to Mitch Duncan as well.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, Richmond won't want to let him get too much of the ball because when he gets it, he hits targets. So 3 to Mitch Duncan. And the worst, do you want to do those or do you want me to do them?
You're on a roll.
Do you want me to keep going?
Oh, dear.
Okay, I gave 1 to Hamish Hartlett, right? Because when you're going into a prelim final and you come out in the media and you slag off a player from the opposition team, you've got to make sure that you perform in that game, and I don't think Hamish did. Mm. And what is there to be gained of that? I don't get it. I don't know why. You just pump the opposition up because it's never ever. You just get egg in your face, and that happened to Hamish Hartlett. They lost the game when he had a crack at Tom Lynch.
Oh, and Arrow had a go at him too, didn't he?
Yeah, and then what did he do 5 minutes later? Drop a chest mark 10 metres out. It just bites you. It bites you on the bum. One to Hartlett. And then I just thought the key forwards for Brisbane on Saturday night. In big finals, you need your forwards to contribute something. And unfortunately, Daniel McStay and Eric Hipwood just didn't do anything. They had Hipwood's 3 no kicks good. And 4 kicks. So they got my 2, McStay, then 3, Hipwood.
I gave 1 vote to Marlon Pickett. I think he touched the ball 8 times in the first quarter and fumbled it every time, did not have a possession. I thought he had a better in the second term, but his first quarter was diabolical.
The cake is soap, the ball, though.
Everybody else seemed to be handling it okay. He just fumbled
it.
He had a very, very poor first quarter, Matthew, and he got better in the second quarter.
He played well in the end.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Number 2 was the Port fans for wasting a bourbon and Coke on Tom Lynch. I don't see the point in that, Matt.
And he's been banned for years, that guy.
3 votes to Daniel McStay. Ooh. He was terrible.
All right, well, I'm going to make some announcements. We can, for 2020, announce the Trumpet Award winner. The award, we still don't know why it's called the Trumpet Award. Lachie Neal, congratulations.
He well done, Lachie.
What's he win?
The Trumpet.
He wins the Trumpet. And the worst on, and this is a surprise, it wasn't Dan Andrews, it wasn't myself, it wasn't the umpires, the AFL or Christo, it was the Collingwood Football Club.
Oh, rubbish.
The worst on, yeah. Now, again, there might be some discrepancies in my accounting.
I don't think that's right.
Pretty sure it was Collingwood.
You haven't added that up, correct? How could
they? You gave him 6 last week.
No, that's what got him there.
Yeah, only 1 on 9 votes. So there you go. So Lachie Neal wins the Best on Trumpet Award. The Collingwood Football Club wins the Worst on. Let's have a look at the big game. Of course, the odds are an absolute coin toss. Now, Brownie, I was doing a radio spot last night, so I went through the book. Almost. Now, we take a big chunk of cash on the grand final. Almost to the exact dollar. I think there was $6 separating the two, even cash on both sides. The punters can't split them. The traders can't split them. We've got the odds of coin toss.
This is pretty right, though, isn't it? I mean, you have a look at the game, and I reckon they are that have been the best two teams this year. I think at various stages, Geelong's best footy looked better than anyone. If you let them control the game, if you let them take uncontested marks and use their kicking skills, you're in a little bit of trouble. But they've got really contrasting game styles. And I feel that Richmond's style really stands up in big finals, and it showed again against Port Adelaide last week. So I think whoever gets more of their style wins the game, and it might depend a little bit on the conditions. There's a bit of rain around up there apparently on Saturday, which might make it a little bit harder to control the way Geelong like to, Nate. So that might play into Richmond's hands. But I think it genuinely is a 50-50 game.
I think both sides benefited from playing through and not having a bye last week. But I thought Richmond played the better 2 finals. I thought their final against Port Adelaide, I thought was outstanding. And Geelong have had two pretty soft finals, one against Collingwood and the one against Brisbane. Brisbane didn't bring anywhere near as much heat as they did against the Tigers 2 weeks before. So I think Richmond win, and I think they win by about four goals.
It's real wet rain as well up in Queensland.
No, they're and big drops, tropical drops.
So when does the dry rain come?
No, well, okay. So
no, I know what you're trying to say.
They're big tropical drops.
Like when you're in Bali and it pours down.
And stuff, yeah. So it's a real wet, slippery.
So Richmond are a better side at Surge. So I think if it does rain, Richmond even more.
What's your key matchup for the game?
Key matchup. I'm like you. I'd be putting some time into Mitch Duncan, but they don't tag. They don't tag. So the key matchup, I think, will be Bolter with Hawkins.
Yeah, and the other one would be Grimes on Dangerfield when he goes forward. And when Dusty goes forward, probably Colajasny gets him. So they're probably the three matchups to keep an eye out on.
Presti going to the midfield has helped Richmond with Shea Bolton going forward.
And Edwards back as well. So, yeah, can't wait. It's going to be huge.
It's a massive ruck battle too.
Yeah.
Stanley's been really good, and also Big Nag Curvis was probably in the votes last week.
Yeah.
Norm Smith, we've got Dusty Martin at the top, as you'd expect, $4.50. Paddy Dangerfield, big game player at $6. Then it's double figures. Hooley at 13, yep. Presti at 13, Duncan 15. Now, of course, you can tip Dusty Martin and Dangerfield, but have you got a roughie?
I'm going to go Dusty just because seven of the last nine games in finals, as I said. But those two games he hasn't been best on. Bashir Hooley's had 30 or more disposals, both of them. Ooh. So he... he's a big-time player, Bashir Hooley, so yeah, I'll have him as a saver.
I think Richmond will win, and if they do, I think Dusty will play well again. So a roughie, he's not really a roughie, but Shane Edwards, I'll chuck him in.
That's a roughie, $21. All right, so Richmond, Dusty, Edwards. I'm going to go Bashir Hooley. It's going to be a big one. Swanee next. Grand final week, traditionally for the three men joining me in the room, is normally a fill-up. I speak of the cashies because you've got corporate events, you've got AFL events, you've got, I know from experience the last couple of years knowing you, Brownie, you are just...
It's all through the books, huh?
Invoices, well, mate.
We say cashy, but of course everything is going through the
books. No cash these.
The tax man knows about it, but...
No one takes course, it.
No, exactly.
So you can't have it.
Yeah.
Especially down here in Victoria, the cashies, they've dried up.
They have.
So... The man that joins us today, Dane Swan, we just thought we'd get you in just to sort of talk about the cashy experience and thought, well, I mean, this essentially is a cashy for you. You're on the sports bet books.
Yeah.
We thought we'd keep you busy. But
how
are you finding it this year with no work?
My week is a lot freer, absolutely. It's been a very low week, mate. Very flat. I got one after this.
On Zoom?
Just a Zoom, mate. But so it'll be a different experience.
So, Swanee, in a normal grand final week starting on the Monday, just ballpark figures, how many actual gigs would you do?
Yeah, well, obviously I have to do this. I have to do the Brownlow thing for sports bets, so it cancels out that. So probably it sort of ramps up sort of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning. Depending on how busy I want to be, anywhere from probably 8 to 15, 16.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, you wouldn't be too far away from that either.
Well, you only have, if it starts Monday and ramps up, you only got to do two or three a day. And you're
what's
up
your
to...
minimum? What are you going in there? If someone comes up and says, oh, I've got a grand, you just
I'm a man of the people, Nathan. I just love being out there, being amongst the fans. So it's a beautiful, it's an amazing week, grand final week. I just love being out there with the fans, getting the vibe of Melbourne. But, I don't come too cheaply.
All right. Well, I've just done some sums. If you do 16, I'm just going to go an average at $5,000 a cashy. That's $80,000 the week.
Oh, five's a lot.
Yeah.
Five's a lot.
I'm going to play a little impromptu game. I'm just making this
up. I'm not that expensive because sometimes you're only popping in for for half an hour, giving your tips, and you're not doing a full Saturday night footy club where you're speaking for an hour, then Q&A.
Just before you get into that, Brian Taylor, grand final week, he's timed to the second, so much so that he doesn't want to get caught up in traffic, so he gets on the back of a moped so he can get between the gigs. That's how timed he is.
All right, I'm just making this up on the spot, but I'm going to announce I'm going to make some hypothetical events, and I want the price that you would charge to do it, all right?
It's Swanee's.
Well, I want to find out from all three of you, especially Brownie. Okay, it's we'll say let's go a Zoom. You're going a Zoom to the NAB offices of 600 staff. What would you charge?
We always put the price up for a bank.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, there's no way in hell a bank of 600 staff are employing me to talk about anything serious. So Mate, yeah, that's not my kind of crowd, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, they're corporates, so like you...
Well, put a figure.
Your heavy hitters that are... The $5,000 for a corporate.
So $5,000 for an hour Zoom.
Well, any time when we try and get somebody at Sportsbet, people see the Sportsbet name, so they up their price as well.
But not many... Only the real good speakers get those ones.
Yeah.
We're more your footy club speakers.
A local footy club down Gippsland Way, we'll say down in Inverloch, 200 people. It's a two-hour lunch. You're there to... You do an
Friday
hour...
Friday lunch.
Age, but you're there for a Friday lunch.
Grand final week. Or just like you...
Yeah, we'll say... Let's say the Friday before the prelim.
Yeah, so that's just a normal Friday.
Yep.
Three, maybe?
You've got to be careful.
It
also depends if there's an envelope involved. There is occasionally still an envelope.
I guess it's for expenses, petrol and...
Yeah.
Envelope's a long way.
Yeah.
I'd probably say no.
No price.
Really? That's a long way to
drive. It's a 90-minute drive.
Hey?
All right, say it's in Hoppers Crossing.
Yeah.
What price?
Two.
2G. So you're...
That's close.
He's won a premiership. He's won a Brownlow. He goes more than me.
These are industry rates.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right, well, Swanee, given that you're not giving any cashies this year, have you got one for us?
What?
Well, can you give a cashy story to our listeners?
Well, I like my contract at Sportsbet, so and I don't want to rip your podcast off the air.
Swanee, we've lost a lot of jobs this year. We can't lose this one.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we're talking just before. I wouldn't have done one all year, I don't think. So you kind of need like a pre-season to get back into it. I was trying to think of one on the way over here. And,
I've heard you tell a story about your pub.
This is good.
Well, most of the things I talk about on Sportsman's Nights are all about me, so no one wants to hear about me right now. But so it's just a story of my career and all the stupid stuff that's happened during it. But the pub,
Albion.
Albion, so...
Formerly Motel when I was a young pup.
To be honest, I wouldn't mind it probably going down again.
Hope it doesn't tonight.
I'm not allowed there. I'm not allowed that far from your house, am I? So, we're not allowed. Who knows when we're going to be allowed back in it, but I hope it doesn't burn down for anyone from listening if it happens to go down. So obviously grand final weekend 2015, I think it was the year the Dogs won it, whichever. 16. And obviously grand final weekend is a very big weekend for everyone involved, and clearly mine was no different. So grand final day then obviously ripped into Sunday pretty quickly, and then was at a mate's Sunday night, and then finally wrapped things up in the wee hours of Monday morning. And I get home and the NFL is on Monday morning.
Yeah,
so
perfect.
Yeah, so I jump into bed and I was like, you know what I'll do? I'll record the NFL. And then so when I wake up, I can just watch it live, and I'll put a multi on my phone so I can wake up, give me something to do during the day. And I look at my phone and I've had like 800 missed calls, 800 messages, and I'm like, shit, what's happened here?
What have I done?
Yeah. Pretty much I'm like, oh no. And I was on my last legs for a while then. I seen all the text messages come up in normal size, but it was like Eddie had come up, was like five times the size. It was the only one I could see, and I was like,
oh no.
I was like, this is the end of my career. I don't know what I've done, but it's not good. No one's calling me this much at 6 a.m. Monday mornings for no reason.
So you're trying to think what you've done over the last 48 hours.
Yeah, some shit myself. Like, because obviously it's a big weekend, and who knows what I've done. And I'm trying to go to sleep, and I was like, well, I won't be able to sleep unless I read his message, you know. Tossing and turning, playing a bit of sheet karate in the sheets, and you know, tossing and turning. I was like, I'm gonna have to read it. Call me ASAP, and I'm like, that's it for me. Like, I'm not sure. How about you guys when you guys play? But if the president or the coach or the footy manager said something like that, especially that time in the morning,
it's urgent.
Like, if it was to Pendles, it would probably been something about footy, but when it was going to me, like it's about my career. I'm like, oh shit, that's it for me. And mind you, Ed's on Triple M, so he's on air.
Yeah.
Like, so he's taking his time out to call me. I'm like, that's it for me. it was nice. And then get up. I was like, I better call him. He's like, Ed, real sheep. He's like, mate, have you heard the news? I'm like, no, mate. What is it? Give it to me. He goes, your pub's burnt down. And I was like, fuck, did I do it? And he's like, Nah, mate, I'm like, oh, thank God. Went back to sleep, had the best 8 hours sleep in my life. Mate, I had the best 8 hours sleep in my life, then woke up, completely forgot about it, grabbed the dog, took him, tried to take him out. There's about 8 cameras out the front of my house. So I'm like, oh, fuck, what have I done? And like, your pub was like, oh, shit, no problems. avoided that.
Great result.
Not really. Yeah, so,
insurance money, everything.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not often when your pub burns down, it's a relief.
Oh, mate. Shit, yeah. Well, so it was a relief. So, yeah, that's one of the gems you get.
That's why Swanee gets $5,000 for a gig.
I'll tell you who's filling up this week. Luke Hodge is about the one that is up at the Gabba, and he is very good grand final week. So I reckon I'll say Hodge minimum this week in Brisbane, a minimum 50.
Well, that's funny you'd say that because I actually got a call from a guy who lives in Brisbane. He thought I might have been up there because with Channel 7 being up there. I said, no, I'm not up there, mate. Why? He said, oh, we've got a really good gig for you at one of the pubs in Brisbane Friday lunchtime. He said, do you know anyone else then that's up there? I said, oh, try Hodgie. Hodgie's up there, obviously, with 7. He goes, no, I've already got Hodgie. Hodgie's filling up.
So 50K for a day, for a week's work.
Yeah, I reckon
he'd be doing everything. He'd be doing corporate.
He's the only one up there.
Pubs.
Yeah. Abby's up there. She might be doing. Hey, Sway, before we let you go, before we wrap up the show for season 2020, we do a little thing called Hummotheticals, which are just hypotheticals. But we have this magnificent thing made up. All right.
I hope they're better this week. That would be ordinary.
It's been a bad fortnight, hasn't it? I'm not entirely sure these are that much better. One of these is a real textbook one.
Right.
I just got off the internet. If you could be a movie character in real life, so it's like a character from a movie, but you're that guy in real life, who would you be? Or girl. But, oof.
I'm going to go Pulp Fiction. I like Vincent Vega. Just got a bit of swagger about him. Looks like he has a good time, Vincent.
I've not seen Pulp Fiction.
What? Oh, come off it.
I've not seen it.
You haven't seen Pulp Fiction?
No. I've seen a lot of movies.
That's strange.
I'd like to be Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse.
Yes, good.
I haven't seen that either. Why? What is he doing that?
He's a bouncer.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like a bouncer for hire, and they've brought him in to clean up the pub. That's a rough pub.
Really? He drinks, he fights, and he makes love.
That sounds like a sweet movie, actually.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
How old is it? Oh, pretty old, because he's dead, isn't he?
Oh, late 80s. 5 years
old.
Late 80s, I reckon. Like full on 80s.
You've seen that, Swanee?
No, I have seen it, yeah.
Good show.
I really want to watch it. I'm going to write that down. Is it a movie I could watch with the Dahl or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, probably Denzel Washington's character in Man on Fire.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Oh, that is good. I'm going to change Denzel in The Equalizer. I was going to go Jared
what about
Butler.
Denzel in Training Day?
Yeah.
He's a bit ruthless.
Rough and loose.
Jared Butler?
I was going to go Jared Butler in Law Abiding Citizen.
That's pretty good.
So vengeful. Yeah. He just kills everyone. I'm going to go Equalizer. All right, this one, hear me out on this one. I know you guys are going to crack it with this one, but I think it's good. Just say the world is what it is today, right? And there's the same amount of mosquitoes in the world and there's the same amount of bees in the world. But would you prefer to live in a world where every time you got a mosquito bite, you had shit your pants gastro for a week?
Why do you go to the toilet every week?
Oh, we'll go vomit.
Just say gastro.
Just gastro.
You know what gastro is.
Gastro for a week or every time you got stung by a bee, you'd die.
Well, that'd be once you got stung by a bee and you died.
Yeah,
not every
if you got stung by a bee, you'd die.
I'm taking the gastro.
Gastro, you can get it.
Do you know how often you
I'm
get stung
I'm taking the bee. I've never been stung by a bee.
Is that right?
I've only been stung once.
I wondered that. How many times would you have...
Heaps.
No,
heaps.
I've definitely...
What are you doing? I'm allergic.
Stung by bees.
When I was little, I was about 14, there was a beehive up in Bendigo throwing rocks at it, and every now and again...
So what? Wow.
And then I kid you not, it was like they all communicated all at the one time and then they came for me. Remember those
Poodle
Lions hoodies that had I had one of them on and they all got in the food and stinging me around here.
Why are you surprised?
That doesn't surprise me that he was throwing rocks
at me. Can you imagine Brownie just walking along the train tracks in Bendigo kicking cans?
In summer, you wouldn't be able to leave your house.
Yeah, correct.
Constantly shitting your pants.
Exactly.
And if you know a bee is going to sting you, you just avoid them. Like
mozzies
avoid
don't
snakes.
Sting me.
Some people.
Yeah, too, I get mozzies.
I get
so do
fine.
I.
Yeah, same.
I can be sitting at a barbecue on an outdoor table and I will be the only person being stung.
And they love me.
Guaranteed. So, it's something to do with your lips.
If you were picking mosquitoes, though, you're essentially saying you're going to be on the throne from September till March.
I can try and avoid it, though. I don't want to live my life walking around.
Being scared of bees. But are you scared of snakes? I guess there's a lot more bees.
Where do bees live?
Hives.
In hives.
Well, no, but like in what?
Flowers.
They don't live in my suburb. I've never seen them.
Yeah. They don't like Paran.
There's no bees in Paran.
All right, last one. If you were to give your family 20 million smackers right now, $20 million. It's a lot of scratch.
Never see them again.
But you have to do 5 years in the clink.
20 million to
get. What sort of jail?
Top dog, Barwon. Port Phillip, Barwon.
And do I get the 20 when I go, or does your family get it?
Oh, good question.
No, they've got to keep it for when you get out, yeah, don't they?
So it's setting your family up.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I like my family, but...
You're not doing 5 years?
I don't think I'd come out.
Yeah.
You wouldn't. No. Imagine Brownie prison.
I'm not
the
doing
three
it.
Of us would be fine.
Not if it's just for them. They could get out and spend it all. I'm not come out and have
it.
Nothing.
I've got... I don't want to get out and my kids but be 5 years older.
You'd go all right.
Swanee,
Richo and I would go all right in prison. You'd be...
How would you go all right in prison?
Oh, because I'd just stamp my authority earlier.
Of course you would.
Make sure I'm top dog. All right, that will do us for this year. We are back, though, because Richo needs an urn. We have got such a great audience that we just want to keep going over summer. So we're having a couple of weeks off. We're going to redress the set. We're going to get party shirts. We're going to have a summer edition of the podcast.
Sounds awesome.
These two do really well out of sports bet, don't they? Hey?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I think sports bet do really well out of us.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good arrangement.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a great arrangement.
But those that have not got merchandise, now, Brandy, you can attest. You've seen me send out 15 or 20 already as it is. There's probably another 60 that I need to send out.
And we've got the golf balls on the way
COVID
as well.
Is slow. We do have the golf balls and the putters on the way. So I'm getting them out to you. If you haven't got them, I'm not ignoring your messages on Instagram. It's just that I feel a bit bad keep saying it's coming. But COVID, it's COVID's fault. And I can't get to the warehouse, but when I do, I'll send more merchandise.
And TaylorMade did not offer putters. It was balls and hats.
All right, thank you. Like, comment, subscribe. Enjoy the footy this weekend. Gamble responsibly.